Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Join Saints Happy Hour Fan Club today. We'll mail you the best swag. You'll get exclusive access to our daily Saints podcast, and you can talk football 24/7 with other Saints fans in our Discord channel. Go to SaintsHappyHour.com and sign up today.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome into the Saints Happy Hour podcast. We're going to recap the Saints' big scrimmage today. We got a whole bunch of sound for you that's just amazing. But I want to start off the podcast with this. Me and Andrew decided that we want to help the people in Lafayette that got devastated by Hurricane Laura.
So, Lake Charles.
And Lake Charles, Cameron, everybody there. Like, we're from Louisiana, and we wanted to help. So what we're going to do, every sign up for you guys in August, we are going to donate $2 from every patron sign up to hurricane relief. And $2, let me tell you something, that $2, that's the profit we make. So we're not making anything, but we don't care. So sign up in August, you get your booze bundle, you get a t-shirt, you can sign up at the $7 level, it doesn't matter what level you sign up at. We're going to donate $2 from every sign up to hurricane relief, and I'm going to match it. So every patron sign up, $2, and I'm going to match it. Right now, we're at 13 sign ups, so that's $26. I'm going to match
wait,
it.
Wait, you're matching it?
I'm matching it.
So well, like, I got to match it too then.
Yeah. So we're going to do it. It's not going to be a big thing because we're not a huge podcast, but we want to do our part. So sign up, become a patron, and you get to donate to – you're helping out the hurricane victims from Hurricane Laura, and you get the best Saints podcast on earth, number two in Malta today. Andrew, Saints had a big scrimmage.
What's it going to take for us to be number one in Malta?
I don't know. It's probably going to take like – just people caring about us and listening multiple times on the island of Malta. I think there's like three people there, and one of them is a diehard Saints fan, and he just needs to listen to us over and over and over again so we can be number one in Malta. We've never been number one. We've been number two. We've never been number one.
We're number two right now, right?
We are number two. So just
so close.
Give us this, man. We just need to. I want to be number one somewhere, because I never win awards. So the Saints had a scrimmage today, and they had some interesting. They had Taysom Hill did post practice sound. CeeDee Deuce did a post game sound. You know, and Peyton talked about some interesting things. I want to start with Peyton. He talked about where the backup quarterbacks are 2 weeks out from the season.
Well, they're never where you want them to be. You know, you always, as a coach, want more and more. I think they're two different type players, and yet I really like the room. Obviously, Taysom gives us a different type of threat at that position, and I think Jameis has come in and picked things up very quickly, and you know, he's had a few – this last week for him has been really positive. So I'm encouraged with their work. I think it's a good room overall, and I feel like we've got some versatility at that position.
So, I mean, it's sort of generic, but he did mention Andrew Jameis has made strides, apparently, in the last week, which is a good sign. Jameis Winston is the Saints' backup quarterback is never – not going to be weird to me. It's just incredible that he's.
It's funny you should say that because I'm in a fantasy league that's been going for 21 years now. It's my college friends, my fraternity, fantasy football league, and this is the 21st year we're doing it, and. You know, there's a few guys that just stay in the league, not because they care about football anymore, but just because, you know, it's a tradition. It's what we do every year. And I had one guy that doesn't pay attention to football at all. And he goes, Jameis Winston is on the Saints now. That was kind of a funny reaction, but he was shocked to see that. So, yeah, it's kind of exactly what you said. But it is surprising. It is encouraging to hear that he's doing better. I kind of expected it to be a little bit of an up and down camp for Jameis. I wouldn't be surprised to see between now and the Tampa game to see a couple bad practices, a couple good ones.
Yeah.
It's just going to take time.
Yeah. But he definitely, like, you know, Sean Payton, you can tell when he talks about Jameis that he's intrigued with him. Sean Payton also talked about Taysom and how they prepare him and his other roles, you know, what they've got to do to get him ready for week one.
Well, look, he's playing those other roles in the kicking game right now. And, you know, when he goes in and plays some of the F-force, you know, we kind of evolve into what we want to do each week by game plan. He's very smart and he understands the overall scheme. So we'll slowly have an install plan relative to how we see him fitting in when he's not a quarterback. But he's playing in the kicking game units just like he always has. And, you know, he provides a lot of versatility.
You know, I just want to pat myself on the back because people were like, they signed him to their new deal. He's going to be a quarterback. They're going to phase him out of that stuff. And I said, I will believe they're going to phase him out of special teams and other things when I see it. Because he's just too damn good in the special teams to not play him there. And I know he wants to be a quarterback and all that.
I don't know if he'll be a core guy anymore. I mean, I could still see him being the up back on the punt team just because he gives you a fake punt ability there that is just too good to ignore, right? And if you're only going to pick select plays where he comes in to be the up back, then it's pretty obvious that those are going to be the fake punts plays when he comes in. So I could see him keeping that role. Kickoff coverage, I mean, you get enough touchbacks there. I wonder if he'll keep that. You know, I know that he's been on the blocking team sometimes on kick returns, but I wonder if they'll cut that too. Punt block team, like, I know he's got the ability there, but maybe they won't put him in every time, you know? So I could see them being maybe a little bit more select.
Yeah. Maybe it's, you know, it's one of those weeks where they're like, you know, the special teams coach says to Sean, he's like, I watched the tape. I think Taysom can get one this week.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a great call. Exactly. Yeah, I think that's how it plays out. But I also think as games increase in importance, that's all out the window.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a playoff game, you're covering every kickoff.
Yes.
Get out there.
Yeah, you're covering every kick. You're on every kick team this week, Taysom.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
We're not paying $8 million for you to watch. Yeah. So that was Sean Payton on Taysom. We got more Taysom sound coming up, but Sean Payton also said he talked.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
About Rankin's again, you know, and we've said, hey, we've been surprised that Rankin's been looking really good, and he apparently looked really, really good today. But Sean Payton is like, I'm not surprised.
I think so, and yet I think realistically, back in the winter when we're projecting when players will be healthy and when we see them being able to be in technically full go, this was expected. He's someone that is a tireless worker. He spent a lot of time in his recovery and rehab here, and I'm encouraged to see him move around because you know he's a big plus for us inside, not only versus the run, but particularly, you know, in the passing situations.
I just want you to be loud wrong about Rankin's. Andrew, you've said you don't expect anything from him this year, and you've just been gloating like a son of a bitch about winning the UDFA adopted son draft last year.
So you need me to be wrong at something.
I need you to be wrong. But if you're wrong, it's good for the Saints, so it's a win.
Yes.
It's a win all around for everybody.
I think I still stick by what I said. It's great that he's had some good practices, but I expect Sean Payton to say that, but I just feel like if they expected him to be healthy and if this was all part of the plan, then why was he a shell of his former self last season? You know, if it was so easy to recover from an injury and that you would just expect that on a certain given date, he's back to being Sheldon Rankin's just like that. And you can go back to assuming he's going to give you the same standard quality. Then what happened last year?
I'll say this:
the whole season he wasn't like that.
I think the Alex Okafor recovering from the same injury spoiled us. That Achilles injury is usually a 2-year injury for players.
That's fair. Except didn't he injure it all over again?
No, he. They found he had the bone, so they had to do. They did the surgery to prevent him from like rupturing it again. So like they kind of like tear it and do it, but it's basically was like a preventive surgery to have it happen again. So we'll see. I just need you to be wrong, Andrew. That's what I want. I want 8 sacks from Sheldon Rankin's, and I just want to play loud wrong sound bites.
Like you said, I would welcome it because I want nothing more. I mean, I've said this already. Like, how could you root against Sheldon Rankin's? It's not even just what he brings to the Saints on the field, because he's a devastating player. When he's right and he's playing his best, he is ridiculously good, ridiculously good. And besides that, off the field, I love the dude. He gives great interviews. He's super smart. He's funny. You can just tell he's a great guy in the locker room for the Saints. And he's a first-round draft pick, so it just makes the Saints look better with their decisions if he does well. So, you know, the only negative that I'll say about Sheldon Rankin's, the only bad thing I'll ever say about him, is that he shares an alma mater with Jeff Duncan. I feel like that's like a strike against him.
It's two strikes in my book.
Yeah, two strikes, yeah. So he's on thin ice. He's swinging with two strikes on him, but no, seriously, though, he's awesome, and nothing would make me happier.
As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball and the NBA are in full swing, and there are no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Well, and the last Payton soundbite before we get to Taysom and CD Deuce is, he mentioned, somebody asked him about Adam Trautman, And look, he was a guy we were all hyped about. The Saints did the mini Ditka, gave up all their picks to get him. But Sean Payton talked about where he is in camp so far.
He's working on that. I would say he's probably a little further along in the passing game, and yet, man, he's grinding on these installs. I think he's a good study, and so a lot of that is time on task, and we see improvement each day. So I've been encouraged with the camp he's had.
He was talking about blocking there. I don't give a shit about tight end blocking. I just don't. It's like corners and tackling.
They got Josh Hill for that.
What?
They got Josh Hill for that.
Yeah, like I just like people obsess about Troutman. His NFL career is not going to be defined on if he can block. It's going to be defined if he can get open and catch 50 balls. Like I just tackling for corners, blocking for tight ends. I don't give a shit. Like,
yeah, this isn't the 80s.
Yeah. Like unless it's a tight end and his entire job is blocking, then I care about it. But like if it's tight end you draft to catch the ball, like I don't care if he can block.
I just think he's gonna have to block to see the field this year because they already have one tight end that's their primary pass catcher and Jared Cook. You know, and by the way, I mean Josh Hill and Taysom Hill are both guys that not only can catch the ball but are tremendous blockers. So I just think there's a barrier to getting on the field unless he can kind of do it all.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna make the team. Hopefully he's gonna redshirt and he's not gonna do much. Like they're loaded at tight end, they're loaded everywhere. But don't freak out if Troutman is inactive a ton. That means everything's going perfect for the year at tight end. Like if he's inactive a bunch of weeks, just don't sweat it. It's just like a redshirt year.
That's so, well said.
Yeah. So they talked to Taysom today, and he. He had some really interesting things to say, I thought, in his interview. The first interesting thing was he's like us. He's sad that they're not going to have preseason games.
It's a little disappointing, you know, not having preseason games for a guy like me because it really is an opportunity to make sure that I'm getting live reps, game time reps in those games. But I think right now the focus is making sure that I take every practice rep that I get. Like it's a game situation, make sure that I go out to practice, having everything ready to go. And I think we've really done a nice job this year of treating practices, you know, like game reps, making sure we're taking care of each other. But even if it's not a full speed tempo, making sure mentally we're sharp, I'm sharp as a quarterback to make sure that when we get to these first games, we're ready to go.
Yeah, so I mean, he understands like to be good at football, you got to play football, you know, especially at quarterback, Andrew.
It's disappointing. I mean, honestly, he knows he's going to make the team, so I get that it would be nice for him to have reps. I get that in a perfect world he'd be able to do some of that stuff, but I don't know. I think it's way worse for the Chase Hansons, the.
Oh, completely.
The guys that want to put tape out there to try to make others.
He mentioned that, he mentioned that actually, a specific soundbite that I didn't use. He said, look, he's like, I feel terrible for those guys. And he said flat out, he's like, you know, if this was my situation where they didn't have preseason games in 2017, I probably wouldn't be here. Like, you got to have the tape to make the team. You got to have these games. Like,
that's exactly that. Taysom's tape is what got him picked up off waivers.
Yeah. So the other thing that he meant, the other couple of sound bites that I have from Taysom, he mentioned about his off season and how he tried to prepare knowing that this year was going to be different for him.
As I get into the off season, I'll tell you my focus is really on becoming as good of a quarterback as I can. You know, I would say through my workout and stuff, I make sure that I try to implement enough, you know, strength training, conditioning to make sure that I can do all the things that I'm asked to do. But right now is kind of a special time for me where I get to hone in, really learn from Drew on the field, learn from the coaches, be coached hard. And, you know, it is a really fun time for me to do that. And I think as we look forward to the season, we all know that there's going to be different things to what I'm doing. But I also think that that can continue to expand as well. And maybe it means a little more quarterback looking into the future of the season. But some of those things we'll just continue to see how it plays out.
You know, it was interesting. His tone is that he clearly, you can see it from that. He wants to be a quarterback. He loves it. He wants his future to be. But he still totally embraced this role. And the last soundbite I want to play from Taysom, and this was really interesting, Andrew, is he talked about how his role with the Saints, the last couple years he's been able to practice it, right, in campus. But when he first got there, they just sort of did it on the fly.
You know, as I've had conversations with other position coaches, you know, the way that this whole thing started was I never really did it in training camp. This was an experiment that happened in the middle of the season. So as we look at how that evolved, you know, I wasn't practicing this in training camp. I just kind of went and did it. And I think that we've just kind of adopted that mentality. I think as we've, you know, as we're getting closer to game time, I'll start to take a few more reps doing different things, just so, you know, the week leading up to Tampa is not the first time that I'm doing some of this stuff.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box, 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's $10. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
Andrew, I feel like we need to refire up the Taysom Hill hype train, because it feels like it was only a couple of months ago, but it feels like 1,000 years ago where, like, we were like, is another team going to sign him? Are the Saints going to get a first-round pick for him? Is Drew going to retire? Is he going to be the guy? Like, that consumed pro football talk every single day. It consumed this podcast every day, and we give you people what you want. We know that when we put Taysom in the headline, we get 45% more traffic. It's just a fact. But I feel like we need to it's just like, hey, I ain't gonna lie. Give the people what they want. And you want to hear about Taysom. We give you what you want. So I feel like we need to fire up the Taysom hype train. It's been laying low. We need to refire it up.
It's interesting that they got Tommy Stevens this year, and you know, you often hear on the broadcast, like, which team is going to develop the next Taysom Hill? And you hear about Jalen Hurts. Could he be a guy that maybe does some of those things? And here's the thing I'll say about Taysom. I think it's one thing. I think what he's kind of explaining in that interview kind of says it all about how special of a talent he is, because this wasn't scripted. This wasn't prepared. This was all just like, throw things at the wall and see what sticks. These were all experiments. They're just like, here, go out there and try to cover this kick. Try to tackle this guy. You're a quarterback, but try to go tackle this guy. And here, go run this route and go catch this pass, even though you're a quarterback. And I don't think people understand, like, he's never done any of those things. He's a quarterback. He did not practice this at BYU. So he just went out there and did it on an NFL field and was awesome at it. And I don't think people appreciate enough just how unique and ridiculous it is that Taysom Hill can do all those things. And it takes being a quarterback in stature, but lifting the most weights of anyone in the locker room. Like, he's the strongest guy on the team, pound for pound. And, you know, it's just like, he is a freak. And I just think, We'll see what happens with Tommy Stevens. I mean, I'm hopeful that he can help his team in some ways, but I just think you hear Jalen Hurts, you hear Tommy Stevens, and, you know, I know NFL teams maybe wanted to do with Tebow what the Saints did with Taysom Hill, and Tebow wasn't really willing to do that stuff. He really wanted to just be a quarterback.
That's the thing in my mind that separates Taysom from all these other guys. Taysom has a willingness to do this in a way other guys have not.
Tebow, you know, the only exception, the only other guy I would point out, now he was different than Taysom. He did different things on the field. But I would say that, you know, Devin Hester and Cordell Stewart were both, you know, just annex players, you know, where they, you could put them in the slot as a receiver. You know, Devin Hester played some defense at corner. Cordell Stewart was a quarterback. He was a, he ran routes out of the slot. So like they had some X factor specialty plays, but I think Taysom Hill is better than both of those guys in the sense that he, and he's done kickoffs too, by the way, he's been a kickoff returner, but I just think he can handle the football. He's explosive, but on top of that, he's strong enough. He's big enough to run a dude over, to block. So like he's got, I think his skill set is more transmittable to more positions in football. It's just more football equivalent.
He does something that I have seen no one that has attempted this, what Taysom does. And maybe I'm wrong and somebody in the Discord channel or whoever will correct me. No one has looked like Taysom has looked when he's been a receiver. Taysom Hill, if you saw his highlight reel from 2019 and I said to you, he's an H-back, and I didn't mention quarterback at all, you'd be like, totally. He does not look like a quarterback trying to play wide receiver. And, you know, Tebow didn't do it, but, you know, you mentioned Cordell and different guys. They all look like that. The only guy maybe I could think of is Randall L. He turned into a receiver, right? And he was a quarterback in college. He's probably the only guy that when he went from quarterback to another position, he totally looked natural at that position. But Taysom, it's his willingness. Tebow, teams were desperate for him to do this. And he's like, no, I'm a quarterback. I play quarterback. You know, Tebow, maybe not to the level of Taysom Hill, because Tebow wasn't as fast and as athletic as Taysom is. He just wasn't. But Tebow could have done this if he wanted to. Other guys could have done this. They don't want to. And Taysom has been like, cool, I'll do it. And I'll just, this will be my bridge to get my shot at quarterback. And he's,
that's, and also I think he loves his teammates. He loves football. He loves being on the field, all that stuff. So that's a big part of it too. But
well, and that leads me to my CD Deuce, AKA CJ Garner Johnson. He talked about, they asked him about Taysom, and I thought his excitement about Taysom is a good sign that if Taysom takes over the team and gets a shot, like, guys gravitate towards him, guys sort of love him, and that's what you need out of a quarterback. But here's CD Deuce on Taysom.
Get ready to get physical, because you know it's like that guy, he's a tough, he's athlete, he's ultimate competitor, he's a definition of a Saints player in the Saints way, somebody who's going to get it done regardless on offense, special teams, which is considered all a defense, somebody that you got to really take home to, because that's a guy that really gets the team going with how he plays. And you can see last year, I think it was Minnesota, you know, we was down, made a couple big runs, big plays, and sparked the whole team and got everybody going. So a guy like Taysom is somebody you can really rally around, because you see him make plays on special teams, block punts, you see him do a lot of things. So
I just think I'm excited. I felt like today we needed to refire up the Taysom Hill hype train. I hope we've done it. If we don't get at least
well, I'm glad that he got some good sound bites, and I'm glad CD Deuce is speaking highly of him, because the reality is his practices have been kind of dog shit the last week, and he from all reports, like, he hasn't been doing that well. Which I think is okay, because I think, if anything, Taysom Hill is being forced to be something he's not during this training camp. And all training camps, really. Like, his value and really his asset to the team is in that he can be super versatile and be moved around and do all these crazy things. And you don't really get a taste of that in camp. He's just really trying to be a quarterback. So, I mean, even if he was a full-time quarterback, like, he would still be out of the pocket. Like, I think they would design the offense completely differently. I think Sean Payton would be calling a completely different set of plays, maybe even a different playbook. You know, if Taysom Hill was his guy behind center, I just think the whole thing would be different. I think Taysom, and I think it's important we remember this, when he plays quarterback at training camp, he's trying to run Drew Brees' offense, you know? And so I just think, once you get in the season and he's on the field, everything that's scripted for him is specific to his skill set. And I just think it's important we keep that in mind and not be too critical of, you know, maybe him having a bad practice here or there. But so I don't know. It's good that we're talking good about him because he's going to be such an asset. And we know this. He's going to be so huge this season, even if he's not having great practices right now.
You know, and the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk. We'll get to the specifics on practice in a minute, but the last CD Deuce, a.k.a. CJ Garner-Johnson, quote I want to play, soundbite, is, you know, I talked earlier about how a defensive back, I don't give a shit if they can tackle. The thing that I want most in a defensive back, and it sort of kind of, some fans, it can rub them the wrong way, I want my corners and defensive backs to be arrogant sons of bitches. Because you get thrown on and you got to forget it and you got to move on. You have to have ridiculous confidence. And let me tell you, Garner-Johnson, he's got it.
Coach Payton don't draft me for a reason to be a dynamic player. That's what I did last year. And this year I'm going to keep doing the same thing, keep improving mentally as a person, as a player, and just go on there and focus on my job and do what I got to do. Because at the end of the day, I know I'm good at what I do, so there's no need for me to continue to try to outdo myself. That makes sense.
See, Andrew, I like that. I like the fact that he's patting Tariq Cohen on the head. I need that in my defensive backs. I need that arrogance. I like it.
Yeah, he'll talk some trash. He's a fun player, man. He's fun. He's good, like he said. And no, I think it's the right attitude. It's the right approach. It's kind of like a closer in baseball. We've talked about this before, where you have to have that kind of short-term memory. You know, you get burned on a play.
Yep.
If the quarterback feels like he can burn you, he's going to go right back after you on the next play. So you've got to have a short-term memory, put that behind you, and then quickly get ready for the next throw. So, it's funny. Sterling Moore, you know, the noted Saints player Sterling Moore, like, as much as he struggled sometimes, and he was by no means a superstar for the Saints, I always respected him because, you know, he as a veteran taught a lot of younger Saints corners, and especially when things were going bad. I feel like there was a couple weeks there where they had a good stretch, and Sterling Moore was just telling his players, look, like, I'm going to give up plays. I'm 5'8", I'm 5'9". Like, there's bigger receivers than me. Like, I'm going to give up plays. Like, I can't stop everything, but I'm going to keep it in front of me. I'm going to make sure I make the tackle, and I'm going to live to see another day. And you know what? If they complete 5 passes on me on a drive and they get in the red zone, but then I pick the ball off in the end zone and give the ball back to our offense, then it's all the same as a 3-and-out. We stop them, you know? And so I think that's kind of that's coming from a guy that obviously has nowhere near the skill set or the talent that CD Deuce has. But I do think it's important for all athletes to have that mentality. So it's a good trait to have.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
You know, as far as practice today, bunch of guys. Alvin Kamara missed. Montgomery, Cesar Ruiz, although Sean Payton said he should be back quickly. Ramchek missed again. That's a little bit concerning now. Andres Pete, we know his issue. Davenport, Jenkins, Bond, Chicolo. Dude, I don't see how he makes it. He hadn't practiced at all. Like, and Jalen Dalton, of course, who got hurt.
Is Chicolo, like, is he on a ventilator? Like, is he on a breathing machine? Is he, like what's yeah, going on with Chicolo, man?
Like, yeah, like
he, is he even here? Like, is he,
is he even here
tonight? Does he continue to keep a roster spot? I don't get it. Like, there's 2 weeks left now, man. They got 2 weeks left in camp before the Bucks. Like, what's the point? Why is he still here?
Why are you here? But as far as, you know, camp today, Patrick Robinson has been putting back, just stacking good practices back to back to back. I think he's getting to where he's a lock. You know, and is it another guy that people mentioned, and Sean Payton talked a little bit about him, but I didn't use the sound. DJ Swearinger is a guy that we kind of forget about, you know, the Saints signed him. He's one of those dudes that, you know, he's older, but he's the same sort of mold as Garner Johnson in that he can play all these different spots. And I wonder if his versatility will get him a roster spot or get him one of those seven veteran spots on the practice squad.
Yeah, I think he probably makes the team. And, you know, that's the value add with Swearinger and Patrick Robinson. Both of those guys are able and willing special teams guys. You know, that's how you make the team, even as an older player. But, you know, the draft pick, Saquon Hampton, he's kind of on notice, I think. You know, it looks like Swearinger's about to take a spot, because the thing is, JT Gray, you know, as good as he is on special teams, I think he's going to be tough to unseat. So, you know, look, it's good to have veterans back there, because the thing is, if something were to happen to Malcolm Jenkins or Marcus Williams, you want a guy that's playing well but has also been in the league, has started games, knows what to do. I just feel like that's probably a better situation for you as a backup than Saquon Hampton, who's his second year in the league and was on IR most of the last year. So I think it's going to be a tall order for Hampton to make this team.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Nick Underhill did his 53-man roster, and he didn't have any UDFAs on the
league
in the 53.
Yeah, I saw that. Not a one.
It's not a one. So, I don't know, man.
That surprising, you know, honestly.
No, it's not.
In the sense that, I mean, the deck is definitely stacked against those guys. You know, the UDFA battle that we have, that's going to be weird. We're going to have to decide the victor based on who gets elevated to the roster of like week 9 and has one carry, you know, or one tackle. So that may be all it takes.
It's going to be weird.
Year.
It's going to be. I think we're going to have to like if nobody makes the roster, we're going to have to like have like a special like segment on the big show where we decide the criteria of who wins, you know, because like is it most weeks active, is it you make a play, like we're gonna have to come to some criteria if we go 0-4 on the 53.
I don't know, it can't be snaps, because you know, little Jordan Humphrey, he saw plenty of snaps last season, and there's just no way in hell he should have won based on his contributions. He did nothing.
Dave somewhere is listening to this podcast, and he just cursed and shook his fist and said, "Jude, you're gonna get it. You are gonna get it Sunday night." He takes notes. He does. He listens. He puts the notes.
I don't think
phone.
He's been listening this week, because usually I get angry text messages from him, or you know, he'll bring it up on a podcast or something.
Yeah,
but it's been radio silence from Dave.
Text.
I don't know what's going on with him this week. Maybe he's hanging out in the same basement/cave with Anthony Ciccolo. Maybe he's been hanging out with him somewhere and they're off the grid. But I have not heard from Dave, so I feel like he's been ignoring this week.
Yeah, probably. So listen, before we get out of here, we got to do people's favorite thing. Oh, by the way, to everybody in my Twitter feed, Skooks did a joke about how they have because Morgus the Magnificent died yesterday, and Skooks made a joke that they had tapes where Jim Mora played Morgus, and I made a joke about we don't watch meaningless horror films here. Maybe you do, but we don't. And then everybody jumped in my Twitter mentions and just turned Jim Mora quotes into Morgus quotes, and it was just amazing. Like, so it brightened my day. So I appreciate that. But of course,
I was just shocked to hear that he was still alive until yesterday. I was shocked. Morgus was old when I watched him, and I was like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Yeah, 20, that was surprising.
2020,
nice long life.
Yeah, 2020 is the worst, though.
It is the worst.
The worst. So
the worst.
We got to do everyone's favorite 2020 training camp tradition.
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like our star of the day for the Saints.
So, Andrew,
you going to play the soundbite?
I did.
They want to bring him to camp. He looks like our star of the day for the Saints.
Star of the day, I'm going to give it to P-Rob, Patrick Robinson. I feel like I've been giving it to a lot of cornerbacks, but
they won't even bring him to
look, it's the Nick Underhill tweet that sold me. He said that Patrick Robinson is on fire. He got another pick today, and he actually had a terrible camp last year. Still made the team, still contributed a little bit last year, but his camp was bad. And he was coming back from an injury. He comes into camp healthy this year, and it's good to see him. You know, we know he can be a pretty good player, actually, if he's right. And so maybe he'll have kind of like that Zach Strief season at 33, where he actually pulls a healthy season together and has the best year of his career. I would love to see that from Patrick Robinson. And it's great to see. I'll give it to him.
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
I heard it that time.
My star of the day is CeeDee Deuce. I love the soundbite. I love the arrogance. That dude is ready. He's gonna be really, really good this year. And I know this roster is so good, Andrew. We just guys, they just pop up and then go down. People said, you know, at the beginning, they're like, well, they said that about 2014, and that roster ended up not being the greatest ever, and so we don't want to say that. But this roster...
That is the most negative. They got 16 games ahead of them. 16 games. That is the most negative thing. I hate that.
I hate to see that, Fletcher. So, anyway, guys, thanks for joining us.
By the way, the star of the day thing, I mean, I feel like it's implied that that the answer is this time and always will be Craig Robertson. But because that's implied and we all understand that, I'm just giving you my second best player of camp today.
Yeah. So, guys, do it. Sign up for the podcast. Get access to the Discord channel. Access to the podcast ad-free. And you are contributing to helping hurricane relief for people in Lake Charles because of the devastation of Hurricane Laura. So do it. Sign up today. And
my wife
will get you the booze bundle. You'll have it for the whole season. It'll make Saint season more fun. So, guys, thanks for joining us. And we will see you Sunday night on The Big Show.